Today marks the beginning of a major Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of the Sacrifice. In the Gaza Strip, the holiday was preceded by a promise of much-needed reconstruction, funded by Qatar. But the mood turned gloomy amid a new round of airstrikes and rocket attacks between Israel and the Hamas militants who rule Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon just returned from Gaza. He sent this story.
At a car mechanic shop in the northern Gaza neighborhood of Salahatin, 20-year-old Majdi Al-Attar leans over a red sedan in need of a brake job and a new clutch. The fields near his house are sometimes used by militants to fire mortars and rockets toward Israel. He says the latest launches and Israeli reprisals, the biggest in months, were too close for comfort.
I was sleeping at home with my wife, and when the explosion started, we just ran downstairs and tried to hide. We were both terrified.
Up the road, 55-year-old Umm Ahab lives with her five sons and five daughters in a simple concrete farmhouse. She says each day when her sons go to work in the fields, she worries they'll be mistaken for militants by Israel. The latest explosions reminded her of the Israeli military operation nearly 4 years ago that forced her family to hide in a school for 3 weeks.
We are always tense, worrying about another invasion. Last time it was so terrible, we ran away and they destroyed everything. Yesterday's good feeling is gone, and it seems we're not yet ready for good news.
The good feeling was a reference to Tuesday's visit by the Emir of Qatar, who defied the Israeli blockade of Gaza to tour neighborhoods and promise some $400 million in reconstruction projects. Umm Ahab says in general, there's not much to celebrate.
This doesn't look like a good Eid. There will be no happiness, not for the kids, not for the adults.
In Gaza City, an Egyptian circus troupe is hoping to remedy that. A red tent, medium rather than big top, is going up, and high-wire artists, jugglers, and clowns are getting ready to perform. Manager Khalil Goma says he hopes families will find the wherewithal to attend.
Of course I hope many will come. These people, they're so depressed, so desperate. They need to have something new, something fun for the kids. I think they'll come.
In another corner of the city, a makeshift stockyard has been set up, with a few dozen sheep and goats in one pen and cows in another. The holiday begins with the slaughter of animals, and the meat is shared with the poor. Butcher Hazem Al-Khodri says this year, sales are dismal. Usually a couple days before the feast, he says, I've sold 150 goats and 25 cows. This year, so far, only 40 goats and just 11 cows. People just aren't buying. Even the traditional date-filled holiday cookies and pastries are going unbought this year. Baker Yaqub Dashan surveys the full shelves in his nearly empty family bakery.
It's not looking anything like Eid. I haven't seen one like this. Normally, if you came at this time, I wouldn't even be able to talk with you. I'd be so busy. But here you see, there's almost no customers. I can't feel any Eid happiness.
Never once to give up, Gassen say maybe the Qatari money will bring jobs and a better economy. And maybe Israel won't launch another invasion of Gaza. That's the closest thing to optimism they can muster this holiday season. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.